to an Amazon. Will this change his whole complexion?
Broccoli.
He had never seen such beautiful sight. For it, he looked at her, and she looked at him, and she almost passed out from fright. He looked at her, thought, what a deli. He touched her once, she slapped him silly. This was something he had never sensed. Can't see going with a big green coop. You've heard about the Jolly Green Giant. Don't let his troubles cross your mind.
Sorry, Spock.
He couldn't get solid, going back to his valley. The cat was colorblind.
Broadcasting from the Tooth City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Tony Waterman. Officials in Oregon have launched an investigation after a federal agent shot and injured two people in Portland. The incident took place just days after an ICE officer killed a driver in Minneapolis, sparking major protests. FSN's Nick Harper has more.
Federal agents were carrying out what they called a targeted vehicle stop in Portland, and that one of its agents fired defensive shots into the vehicle, injuring two people. They maintain that the driver tried to run the agents over and accused the people in the car of being linked to a Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua. Local city and state officials say they've received very little information from the FBI, who is now leading this investigation. And this latest ICE shooting, off the back of the fatal shooting in Minneapolis on Wednesday, has prompted more protests in Portland, Minneapolis, and outside the White House over fears that federal agents' presence on the streets is leading to more violence. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
President Donald Trump is meeting with top oil executives on Friday to discuss investment opportunities in Venezuela. The CEOs of Exxon, ConocoPhillips, Shell, Chevron, and Halliburton are among those expected to be in attendance. Trump has pitched Venezuela as a gold mine for the companies and said on Fox News that he expects them to invest at least $100 billion to rebuild Venezuela's oil infrastructure. While an obvious business opportunity, no oil company has publicly expressed a burning desire to enter the market immediately. Concerned about political instability, security risks, infrastructure damage after years of neglect, and low oil prices. Chevron is the only major U.S. oil company operating in Venezuela after the sector was nationalized in the mid-70s. U.S. employers added 50,000 jobs in December, lower than expected, but on the upside, the unemployment rate edged lower. FSN's Mitch McCann reports.
The data released on Friday shows that non-farm payrolls rose by 50,000 in December, falling below the Dow Jones estimate of 73,000 and November's gain of 64,000 jobs. At the same time, the data showed more positive signs for the unemployment rate, which fell from both its prior level and the December forecast of 4.5% to 4.4%. December's data allows economists to examine a fuller picture for the entire year, and it's reported that in 2025, the U.S. added 584,000 jobs, the slowest pace since 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. Mitch McCann, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Gentlemen, Jay Thurber.
6, much more. Music time. 45 degrees right now in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes. Here's Hurricane Smith on Radio 9. Also on Facebook, a Blue Sky and Mastodon, a Jay Thurber Show. Taking your requests until 3 o'clock. singing about that champagne and wine on Radio 9. Sounds mighty fine. 1:18. Much more music time with the sound of the Righteous Brothers.
Search out every place a sick, twisted, solitary misfit might run to.
I'll start with Radio Shack.
Right.
Orchestra here on Radio 9 with Night Train. I saw Buddy Morrow live. Well, it's a lot better than seeing him dead. I saw him live in McKeesport, not too far from here. I probably have told this story before. Down at the Gurgly Riverfront Park here when they used to have concerts on the stage out there. I wish they would bring that back. Buddy Morrow had to have been mid-70s? Late 70s, he was leading the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and I was about 14 years old. Boy, you want to talk about formative experiences. Boy, that really made me love the oldies and the big band sounds. They did the show band stuff, like the Blues Brothers, where they got up and down and rocked the saxophones and stuff back and forth. Oh, man. What a show. We've got weather coming up for you and some more new music on the other side of that. This is The Association on Radio 9 at 119. Much more music time.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time at climbing for some crystals falsely. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to get me kicks anymore? Say, kick and give me pickled memories. Oh, baby, really got no tales from all the fields and tribulations no one ever sees. When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup tastes as sweet as a punch.
Amount of stink medically lethal.
The Four Tops, coming down your street in low fidelity on Radio 9. 125 at Chime Time. New music from the phenomenal Hand Clap Band after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Later on in this hour, we're going to have some news you can't possibly use. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. So grab a pencil, wake the kids, phone the neighbors, tell them we'll have some news you can't use here coming up later on in the 1 o'clock hour. Captain Jack called 412-385-7450. He can't get rid of this cold either. He said, you got the flu bronchitis parlay. I said, yeah, it's like when you go to play the daily number and you box it. You know, you want to see if you can get that extra winnings. Yeah, I wasn't happy with just the flu. I had to be an overachiever, so I got bronchitis too. But feeling, I'm here. And I'm not out of breath. Like last week when I did the show, I was out of breath pretty much. So I was out of breath just coming up the stairs. I was out of breath the whole time, but it's getting better. It's getting better. I'm still hawking up globs of phlegm the size of Volkswagens, but I'm getting better, you know. Doctor fixed me up. Like I said, he gave me some antibiotics, and he gave me some, what else did he give me? Some cough suppressant medicine, and he gave me a steroid. I've never been on a steroid before. That's been very exciting. And I said, is there anything else you can give me? He says, I really a facelift. He said, but that's not within my remit here. Join Carnegie Library of Squirrel Hill for some musical fun as Unisound presents a musical instrument petting zoo. Learn how to hold and play strings and I should have played that clip from Corner Gas about the petting zoo right here. Learn how to hold and play string and brass instruments and get answers to all of your musical questions. That's at the Carnegie Library of Squirrel Hill on Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Visit carnegielibrary.org. They're at 5801 Forbes Avenue in Squirrel Hill. If you don't know where the Carnegie Library is, it's right there on the corner. I was going to say across the street from the Rite Aid, but now it's across the street from a closed Rite Aid, which is everything in Pittsburgh is now across the street from a closed Rite Aid. Family fire refers to a shooting that results from someone misusing an unsecured firearm from the home. Unintentional shootings, firearm suicide, and many intentional shootings are all forms of family fire. Protect your loved ones. Store your guns securely and learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. You believe it or not.
My father-in-law, called my wife to say, tell that big lug he's glad that I'm on medication and feeling better. I mean, you could tell it's middle age because I could just take a picture of all the prescription bottles. I've got a Rite Aid of my own happening right now in the bathroom. Rain this afternoon with a high near 53. Rain overnight, low of 32 now. They say snow likely on Sunday, about half inch of accumulation in the city possible. Cloudy with a high near 36. Monday mostly sunny with a high near 39. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 47. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 53 in Washington, 45 in Beaver County, 45 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 43 with new music. The new album is called We Are Worlds Away. This is the phenomenal Hand Clap Band. Clap your hands for them. album is called We Are Worlds Away. The tune is called Like a Constellation here on Radio 9. Broadcast, the artist is Phenomenal Hand Clap Band. I'm still a little bit more than usual. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:32. From 1973, this is Sweet on Radio 9. Also taking requests online at Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show.
My man.
1965, Roy Head and the Trains on Radio 9.
Hey!
Hey!
Tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right. Hey, 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 hey.
so very hard to do. If you really love him, then there's nothing I can do. Don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through and maybe.
At 1:40, much more music time. This is Barry and the Tamerlanes.
Say I was a musician. a proverbial knee-high. When I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky-high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville. And up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville Cats. Plain cleans country water. Nashville Cats. Plain wilds Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats. Been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats. Get work before they're two. Well, there's 16,821 mothers from Nashville. Friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will, because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville Cats play Queens country water. Nashville Cats play wild. Sensei's babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Pick it.
Lovin' Spoonful on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. And now, as a sustaining feature on the Jay Thurber program, we bring you news you can't possibly use. The news this week coming to us from the Funny Old World column of Private Eye magazine. Dateline Bangkok, Thailand. Where police major general told reporters, we received reports of a man performing surgery on male anatomy in the back of a 1990s gray Toyota Corolla. So we set up a sting operation. A plainclothes detective answered an advertisement on Facebook and agreed to meet the suspect in his parked car on a Sunday. But then, before the operation on the man's anatomy was fully underway, police moved in to arrest Pattaya Mulin, an unqualified surgeon who calls himself Chang Yi Modify. Pattaya told police that he had no sterilizing equipment, no medical training, and had learned how to modify the male anatomy by inserting small beads into it by watching videos on YouTube. He charged 1,000 baht. That, according to Private Eye, is about, let me do the math here, 230 UK pounds. So about $500 US for enlargement of that particular feature. Police seized anesthetics and surgical instruments along with various plastic things to be inserted from the man's 1990s gray Toyota Corolla that he used as his operating room. He said he offered his services in the car rather than at his home in an attempt to avoid arrest. Doctors warn that operating on those particular pieces of the anatomy without proper medical precautions can lead to infection, chronic pain, and dysfunction. That story comes to us from the Funny Old World column, Dateline, Bangkok, Thailand. Write your own jokes. And this has been news you can't possibly use. For a transcript of news you can't possibly use, learn to write really fast.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. We're pretty pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Got things we do, baby and me, we listen to radio. It's out of sight.
And now a long-distance dedication from Radio 9 to all of the people in Bangkok, Thailand who met Chang Yi Modify in a back alley in his 1990s Toyota Corolla to have surgery performed on their delicate bits.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want. From the smell of stale perfume, and that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Bangkok, Thailand, who had illegal modifications performed in the backseat of a Toyota Corolla. Mama told me not to come, and don't worry, after that unlicensed doctor was through with you, you don't have to worry about that anymore. It's not going to happen.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy.
College basketball action at this hour. The Carnegie Mellon Tartans are hosting Case Western Reserve University at the half. CMU is up 48-32. We'll tell you more about that game later on in the show. Pitt Panthers men's basketball team hosting the Syracuse Orange at the Peterson Event Center. I know Captain Jack is getting ready for that one. That game gets underway at 2 o'clock. Pitt Panthers women traveling to Louisville to take on the number 10 ranked Cardinals tomorrow. That game is at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
I'm on the radio. Be quiet out there.
They don't listen. Pittsburgh Penguins have a busy schedule right now. They host the Calgary Flames today at 3:30 at the PPG Paints Arena. They are going to try to make it 7 wins in a row today, and then tomorrow traveling to Boston for a 5 o'clock game against the Bruins. Of course, everybody talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wild card game on Monday night against the Houston Texans. Texans are favored. Right now they are 12-5 on their season. Steelers, of course, are 10-7. That game gets underway Monday night at 8:15. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Rain likely this afternoon with a high near 53. Rain overnight, low 32. Snow likely on Sunday with a high near 36. Could accumulate about a half inch in the city. Monday mostly sunny with a high near 39. Tuesday partly sunny with a high near 47. And then on Wednesday, rain likely with a high near 44. Looking for a cold snap towards the end of next week. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 53 in Washington, 45 in Beaver County. It's 45 also outside our weather window where the trains keep rolling in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of 4th and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT 43 with new music from the Allergies. Ned Beatty. I can't remember. Are they brothers? Bye Bye Baby is the name of the album. Those are the Allergies on Radio 9. Hello to Bruce Mountjoy, who we're talking to right now. 412-385-7450. Young Hold Unlimited going to take us to the news side. Bruce said, I sound like a million bucks this week, all green and wrinkly. I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.